Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Jenny Hubby, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. I'm Bruce Cameron, along with Jenny Hubby.
Hey, Bruce. Hey, everybody.
Hey, hey. So, all right. Skies are clear today. The weather is getting better. So that's good down here.
Yeah. If anybody lives in the Dallas area, I know you're glad to see the sun like we are. It was one heck of a week.
And I was in Los Angeles last week, and it was down. It was down in the 40s, and people were dressed like alpine skiers walking their dogs.
I didn't know it was cold in L.A.
Also. Yeah, well, for them it was. Like, oh, my gosh, it's 43 degrees. I'm like, man, I feel you, you know. Felt like Puerto Rico compared to what we were doing here in D.C.
Right, right.
So it's just fun to see those alpine skiers gear up with the yoga pants and the big hat and walk
the What's strange, the same thing happened this time last year when my daughter got married in Hollywood. It was 40 degrees and went sideways winds and driving rains the day before her wedding. And we had a rainbow on her wedding, so that was cool.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
God's promise to never have the wind blow again. And
right. In Los Angeles.
That's a good one. All that said, well, great. We have an exciting guest with us today. Can't wait to hear about his practice and his work and just such an awesome background. So, Jenny, I'll let you introduce our guest and get things kicked off.
Cool. Well, I'd love to introduce John Payne. He's a professional life coach, and I met John through a good friend of mine, Stephanie Coker, who's a therapist in the Dallas area, and when she found out that her friend John was changing his career, kind of transitioning in from one professional area to professional coaching, she connected him with me, and we had coffee at this really awesome coffee place in Coppell, and traded notes and stories, and I'm just so impressed with John's background, his passion for what he does, and he has a really unique education and professional background, and then reason for why he's doing what he's doing. So I won't steal his thunder. I want to welcome you, John, to the show, and I would love for you to just kind of start out with tell us how you got into coaching, and we'll go from there.
All right, Jenny. Well, thank you. It's great to be on the show with you guys and finally meet you in person, Bruce.
Right.
I got into coaching really ever since I've been a kid. I love helping people, and throughout my career has been about helping other people achieve their goals. And I get a great sense of fulfillment from that. So pretty much all the roles I've had in my career have been about that in some way, shape, or form. And this past year, I have been able to really do full-time professional coaching. So that I consider that a great benefit or blessing for me that I can do that full-time now. And so that's what I'm doing.
So what were you doing before?
Okay, great question. So before full-time here, I was in pastoral ministry. I worked at a church where my focus was on helping people. So I was the person when people needed counseling, or they needed to help connect, or they needed something from the church, they would come to me. And I loved it. Honestly, just to, you know how it is. You help somebody, and they're in a that time of need, it is really just the greatest gift ever to be in that position. So that's what I was doing before this. And I really never thought I would leave. The more I over time, you know how that works, things shift that you didn't expect. I thought I would retire in pastoral ministry and that'd be great. But I started learning about this coaching thing and ways to engage people and new tools. And it filled my heart. So I'm, like I said, I really feel like I'm in the best place ever. And to be able to do this full time now, it's just awesome.
That's great.
That is great. So are you still in the vocational ministry, or you left that and now you're coaching full time? That's your primary.
I'm not working for the church any longer. However, you know, I think part of what really moves me is just a calling on my life. What am I here for? I think we all kind of wrestle with that a little bit. And I think that in a way you can look at whatever I'm doing as the ministry that maybe God has given me at the moment. Mm-hmm. So I'm not really working for a church, but I consider what I'm doing still ministry. So I'm focused primarily, well, completely on this new business and getting it going. And it's real exciting to me.
And I was looking, your training is through, the coach training is through IPEC, right? The Institute for Professional Excellence in Coaching. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I was really excited about this particular coaching program. I wanted to add some more tools to my toolbox, you know, as I'm stepping into this full time. And one of the words they kept using regularly was energy, mm-hmm. and helping people have long-term success in their life through really learning what their energetic style is and how they can engage with their passion, with their energy. So when I saw that as part of the coaching program that IPEC was talking about, I was really excited about it, drawn to that. I felt like that was the direction that I needed to go.
Ooh, tell us more about that energy on Monday.
Monday's a great day for an energetic boost, right?
Right.
Well, there's you can look at energy in a bunch of different ways. The way that we look at energy in this way in particular is the way you show up. You know, when you engage in a process or a situation, maybe it's a meeting or a conversation with a friend or a coworker, we show up in different ways, and we have different feelings and thoughts that are going on there. And the way that we that energetic style that we show up with, as we think about it, when we are engaged positively, we have a strong sense of energy, not in the chakra kind of way, but in the my presence is really strong and positive. I have a different outcome and a different perspective on that whole situation than if I'm coming at it negatively. You know, if I'm if I'm feeling weak, if I'm feeling down, I'm going to engage in the whole process, whether it's a meeting or a conversation with my wife or the kids, it's going to go differently. So this is about that kind of energetic presence. How am I showing up? How do I want to show up? And how does it look differently when I show up in different ways?
So give us an example. Say you're coaching a client in this area, and maybe they're struggling with their perspective on a situation. Maybe it's a perspective of a goal that they really want. So give us an example of how you would coach them.
Okay, so if I have a a client hypothetically looking to get promoted and has been maybe passed over a few times for promotion and is feeling really down about that. As we're looking at what's going on, part of what's going on is his energetic presence or his the way he's showing up for the meetings, the interview process, the engagement with his peers or his boss is kind of negative. And so as we walk through an assessment to look at what different energy levels look like, in this assessment, there's 7, and they all have unique characteristics. So as we walk through that framework, he is able to identify what energy looks like or which one he's engaging as he is involved in any of those conversations. The interesting thing is, he makes a choice to enter with a higher energy level, and there's different descriptors for each one of them. So he's choosing one, right? He goes into the situation, and then he gets caught flat-footed on some question he wasn't expecting, and immediately notices a shift towards a negative energy level, and consequently, the rest of that interview or that conversation takes a different turn. So as we are unpacking his engagement in different situations, even within the same situation, the awareness that he has is going up, and his ability to choose is also going up. So that's kind of a typical situation for people.
Do you do any type of assessment instruments or any types of assessment techniques that you use that you're fond of that are kind of your go-tos?
This one that is related to energy is through IPEC, and they have an energy assessment I'm certified to administer, and that's the one I'm primarily using, and it really opens up. Here's the fun thing. To me, it opens up all of life. I think we're integrated individuals, and we like to segment ourselves out, create compartments, work and home and play and whatever, you know. However, over time, as we neglect different parts, we realize how integrated we really are. This assessment helps us be able to look at the whole person as we look at which areas of our life and what energy looks like in each one of those areas of life, even within each one, with different people, with different coworkers or family members, or what does it look like when I'm engaging with the board? How do I show up there energetically? Mm-hmm. So that's the assessment I'm using primarily, and it goes straight to the heart of where's my energy and how does it look?
That's cool, because what it seems like what can happen is someone that has when you're coaching and you have someone that, like, for example, talking about the person that's keeps going in for the job interview and realizes that he's showing negative energy, you're able to quantify that and also make it more objective. And it seems like it would be easier for a client to accept that, to say, oh, yeah, energy, and I have a choice, and I can change that. And I think that also it's hard for clients, it's hard for us people in general, if we see something wrong, but we don't have a solution. So you're helping them with some tools on how to change that energy. And it changes the outcome.
Exactly right.
Yeah, that's cool.
It really does. Mm-hmm. And who likes it when their family member comes to them and says, you got a stinking attitude, or I'll tell you what your problem is.
Yeah, change your attitude.
Shut down immediately.
Yeah.
Right?
Because it feels like a judgment.
It does. So from this, we build a framework. We talk about what the energy levels are, what they look like, how they usually show up in people. And I tell you, everybody that I've talked to so far, every single person has some of each energy in different situations. And as you look at it objectively, without putting judgment on it, because I think judgment shuts us down, we can self-identify areas where we're showing up in different ways and how those are serving us or not.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then we get a chance to do something about it without feeling like we've been judged and we're we're in a place of shame.
Yeah, yeah.
So what is the primary driver behind the energy change, you think? You think it's kind of a cognitive shift that if they think about a situation different, then the rest kind of flows from that? Or what other parts of this do you attribute to kind of that use of a person's energy?
Bruce, I think you're right on. There's a big, with awareness, comes the ability to make choices sometimes, often. And as I've talked to people, I mean, there's always those situations where we feel like life is unmanageable and out of control, right? But so often people seeing it objectively and then taking the decision to make the choice to engage differently has been really great for people.
Okay. Do you think is it kind of a lethargy, a misuse of energy, or is it kind of self-limiting thinking that is the culprit that you see the most, or what's your experience with, you know, what your clients are having to go against?
Yeah, that's great, Bruce. It seems like a lot of people maybe we're wired in a certain way, or maybe we learn it along the way we want to, the best way to engage life or the way that we want to, and we just kind of develop a pattern. You know, when I'm feeling this way, this is the way I'm going to engage, or this is the way it works best. But, we've all had those realizations. The thing that I like about this assessment, other than what I've already said, is it measures how I show up or my energetic presence when I'm under stress. And we really have two ways that we could show up under a stress response. Typically, it's fight or flight, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So this looks at you in your normal state when everything's working good, your normal life, or, and how do you show up when you're under stress? So do you engage your fight or flight, and what does that look like? And there's numbers that go with it. And most people look at it and think, oh, I don't like that. You know, I don't like that. I don't want to show up that way. But as you unpack it and look at the different areas of your life, it pretty much everybody goes, yeah, that's pretty much me. I totally do that. When I get stressed out, when I feel like things aren't going the way I want it to, I engage this way or that way. So then the next question is, well, how do you want to show up? And as we unpack the other energy levels, you have a vocabulary and a framework for making a choice to engage the world in a different way. And I think some of the things are just really tough. To answer your question, Bruce, I think some of the ways to engage the world differently are really tough. We've practiced for a lot of years engaging negatively. And so it's tough to change that. Or we're in fear, or we're in worry, or whatever it is. It's difficult to change that. But when you're engaged with a coach and you're ready for change, and you have that desire, the accountability, I think, is super helpful to help people really choose a different path.
To practice. And the client has to be, like you said, they have to be willing and ready. And some, yes. You know, not everyone is there at willing and ready. A person really has to be at that place in their life where they can move forward and they want to move forward and do something different.
So true.
Yeah, and that's the thing with different coaches, that everybody's just a little bit different in how they engage their clients. You know what I mean? Everybody has a little bit different toolbox. Everybody has a little bit different, mm-hmm. you know, skill set. Everybody, you know, I mean, I think part of being a coach is it lets you be totally you and congruent with yourself and your morals, values, and beliefs, and how you can be, mm-hmm. you know, a change agent, if you will, for this other person. To help them get to a place where they want to go. And so I'm always fascinated to see the different processes by which, you know, coaches can enter different portals, you know, portals of entry with people, either by energy or by their thinking or whatever. So, yeah, it's really, really cool to see how, you know, what your particular brand is, you might say, and it sounds like that measure, that energy measure that's authored or created by your coaching institution that you went through, it sounds like that's a pretty effective instrument.
It is. And just real quick, one more thing on that. I spent years pastorally working with people, and you know how you have a sense of, as you're talking to somebody, if they're going to do anything with what y'all are talking about or not.
Yes.
Everything, all the right answers may be out there, but you know, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Right.
They're going to keep doing this. And sure enough, 6 months later, you get a phone call or you get an email and there it is. We're doing this again. This has given me a great framework that, for kind of exposing that to the person without being judgmental or coming across that way. I pull it out and say, you know, it sounds like after we've talked about this framework, you're at this energy level, you know, and what's going on there is not an attack. And I think it's an objective way for them to look at it to determine what's really going on. And then we can pull out our coaching tools to help them find a solution that really does help them instead of one that we know they're not going to do anything with anyways.
Yeah, it's very non-threatening. And who doesn't want to have good energy? Yeah. mm-hmm. Oh, can you hear me?
Yes.
You can hear me? Okay.
Jenny?
Go ahead, Bruce. John? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay,
I can hear
Bruce.
You.
Good. Bruce, can we hear you? Okay, we might have lost Bruce for a minute. So I have I've got a question for you on I know you mentioned core energy. Can you talk a little bit more about that? Because you mentioned the leadership index assessment based on core energy. Can you talk a little more about that?
Yeah, the core energy, it really is the core of us and what we're about.
Okay.
And managing that energy is what this assessment is about. So in a situation, every time we engage in a different situation, we're going to feel differently about it. We're going to have different thoughts and emotions and actions that are coming from us. So looking at really what's our core energy and what do we want it to be and where do we want to go with that? Those are some of the questions to help engage after we've looked with some metrics of where are we? Where do we want to go and how do we want that to look so that we can make a shift? And over time, as people have really engaged in the process of shifting their energy, it really is a practice, like you said. You can actually shift your energetic presence, that core energy to another level. Really, the way you want to show up in life. Mm-hmm. I think we've all gone to a party or a meeting or a networking event or whatever, and we just really weren't feeling it. And trying to psych yourself up or engage so that you get out of it what you want, because, you know, we know that in our heads, is it's just tough. And this, the framework for this, this assessment and this program is about helping us figure out how do we want to show up so that we're engaging life the way we want to show up, the way we want to engage, and not just the way we always have.
And not just react.
We got.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I think of a singer, you know, I imagine as a metaphor, a singer, and they're up on stage and they get to a point in the song where they just really screw up. Maybe they forget the words or their voice cracks and they have a choice. Do they just sort of give up or do they shift their energy, as you would say? And if they shift that energy and finish strong, people will either not remember the screw up or they actually remember the entire performance even better because that person pushed through that and shifted their energy, as you would say. Is that kind of what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's a great example. And it applies to our work settings. It applies to our family settings, even situations with our in-laws or in traffic where we typically are under stress, and we can practice and engage in a different way that we really want. We can look for different results because we're engaging differently.
It's something I remember growing up with, that old term, self-fulfilling prophecy. And I remember my mom saying that, well, you know, if you focus on what you don't want, that's what you're going to get.
And that's right.
It's simple and it's true. Mm-hmm. I think we have Bruce
that's a
back.
Great
yeah. Yeah. I've been back for a while.
So, okay. <yeah.
laughs> That's all you're going to get, huh?
Okay. That's what you're going to get.
Okay, well, I'll just live my best anti-life now. But, yeah, so that's good. You got that right, a little prosperity there. So, working with executives is just really interesting. Some of the guys I see have plenty of energy. It's just misdirected. And
sure.
It's the utilization of that energy, you know, and kind of sublimate the bad energy and effectuate and execute on the good energy and somehow shift. There is some negative energy, shift that over. So, no, that's really, really interesting to hear about this. And I hadn't heard anything about was your training program, how long was it? And is it blessed and ordained by ICF and all that good stuff?
It is. Yeah. That's one of the things I was looking for, was something ICF related so that I could work towards my ICF credentials. But it's like a 10, 11 month ish long program. And it's very comprehensive. It's a great program. IPEC coaching.com, I think is their URL, but it's been a great program for me to engage in, and energetically it has even helped me. I mean, I guess that's part of the point, right?
Right.
You learn,
yeah.
Apply things to yourself, and then you're able to share and give those to others. One of the analogies, I think of C.S. Lewis, who said, when you have a toothache, you really can't focus on anything else because of the pain in your tooth. And I think that's a great analogy for how energetically, when we're in pain or when we're focused on the negative like we're looking at the world through that lens, that negative lens, we really don't have any other, we don't have brain capacity. We don't have the function for all the options that are available to us otherwise. So by recognizing that and shifting out of that and stepping away from that, that perspective, we can take the blinders off, and suddenly we have access to tons more options and a potential that we would have otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a part of the coaching definition, the ICF coaching definition, where you're provoking thought by assessing energy and helping the client with awareness and with tools. You're helping them think of new ways, new ideas, new solutions, and that's really what coaching is all about.
It really is.
So tell us, give us an idea of the clients that you absolutely love to work with that get you excited. You're just like, oh, I can't wait to start with this client.
Okay. I primarily work with men. However, a growing number of women are finding me as well. I love people who are in corporate America who they don't feel like they're all that they could be. You know, there's a sense of loss or lacking in their life. Maybe it's purpose. Why am I here? What's the meaning of my life? Is this it? Those kind of questions, maybe it's even, I just feel stuck, whatever that feeling is. And those people, in corporate America, mm-hmm. I think they've kind of lost a passion in a way. Mm-hmm. Passion is another word for energy. Mm-hmm. They're energetically, they've kind of lost it. Maybe they've achieved everything that they wanted and it's like, now what? Mm-hmm. And I love helping people who are in that stage figure out, what am I going to do now? What's mm-hmm. the point of my life, and where am I going next? And it's really a joy to me to be able to do that. I've my entire career has been working with people one on one, and so I am in the process of trying to branch out to be. To helping people incorporate more in teams or in groups, because I think a lot of times we're on a team. Most of our work is structured where we're working with other people in some capacity. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if there's people who have kind of a negative attitude on life, maybe, or kind of their drain on the team, it's like the person with the toothache. It's just pulling everybody down, and being able to give awareness to individuals on the team just mm-hmm. raises the whole group up. They're more engaged, more productive, and they achieve better results that they're really looking for. So I'm trying to move in that direction.
Wow, that's cool. I mean, that's a whole nother dynamic, because it's how our energy affects others and how others' energy affects mm-hmm. us and how we feed off of each other. That's really powerful stuff, because that happens every day in the workplace. The exchange of energy, sharing energy, robbing energy. You know, you hear people say, that person just drains me, or that person energizes me. So that's really cool. And that goes back to your education, John. You know, I was looking at your background. You're an Aggie.
Yes.
So, whoops. No, that's good. That's fine. And and your degree is the Bachelor of Administration with an emphasis in information systems. And then going in, did you also go to seminary as well?
I started taking classes online for mm-hmm. seminary, and then between work and family and school, I had to, something I had to give. So I was not able to complete my degree there.
Yeah, so you've had some of that training also, and yes. So that really, that's very, very cool that you like to help people in corporate America, because there are a lot of people in Dallas, Fort Worth that are in corporate America. Yeah. There's a big need for that.
Absolutely.
What are some ways that you get your name out there for, you know, especially this area? Just, I'd love to talk with you a little bit about how you get your name out there to corporations, or is that something new that you're just starting to do?
Yeah, it is new. Mostly I have been pretty much exclusively focused individually.
Okay.
And I'm interested in growing and in really getting out with more people in groups and others. So I'd be interested to hear what your thoughts are. Primarily right now I'm using social media and networking connections, and it's resulting in what, you know, my background, one-on-one individuals and also, what do you think?
Well, I love that you're putting it out there. I think that's the first thing. If that's something that you feel passionate about and you want to do it, you put it out in the universe, let people know you want to do that, and look for the opportunities. That's something that I'm working on as well, and in another area. And I'd love to hear Bruce's input on this because of the coaching work that he does.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the Pinterest and all the little sidebar things for the connectivity and you know, just getting the word out there, but doing it effectively, you know, and we kind of do that with our guests. We're going to actually get you some backlinks to your site and stuff like that, that we're gonna be able to put on one, the LA Talk Radio site, which archives the shows, and it's a good PR rating site. And then number two, we are on iTunes, and that information will be in the show summary part of this podcast on iTunes. And so that'll be, you know, that's a huge PR 9+ rated site that gets our guests information out there. And then I know what I did. I was in, you know, Fortune magazine and Entrepreneur magazine, and have over 100+ media mentions, you know, Washington Post, those things, and really kind of put what I do out there in the national audience, just so that when, so if you want to get to the point and build yourself to the point, when people type in Bruce Cameron, executive coach, well, then there'll be things from the Wall Street Journal and other things that have come up. You see what I mean? So you want to really be strategic on brand, be strategic on what you call yourself, be strategic by maybe paying an analyst to see what other people type in Google when they're looking for somebody like you. So in other words, there are high value search terms that may be indicative to what you do or what you bring, and being able to identify those, right? And I went to A&M as well, by the way, class of 85. I'm an Aggie as well.
You did? So.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, two Aggies here.
You're surrounded.
So, Bruce, do you write articles and submit to the magazines or what?
At first it was, but then definitely figuring out, you know, this is not relative to coaching, but I'll give you an example. I'm a retired federal Justice Department executive, so I knew that Larry Nassar was going to be sentenced to the United States Penitentiary in Tucson, Arizona. It's a sex offender yard. It's the only place where this guy can go and actually live another day. Well, I got on Twitter and I started tweeting major. I was seeing who was covering that story, and I just sent them an at, like, hey, man, you might want to get a hold of me. And one of those journalists got a hold of me and said, what's your deal, man? I said, listen, here's the deal. You know, I'm the Ezekiel, I'm the Daniel, I'm the Isaiah
I'm a major and minor prophet of this dude. The writing's on the wall, baby.
That's huge.
Prophecy fulfilled, and now they think I am, you know, I am certainly a Roman soldier, but kind of false. So you know what I mean? It was something as simple as that. You know, you have something to say and get somebody to recognize your voice and then get that down, and they'll cite you.
Yeah.
And if they give you what's called a backlink, that's money. Well, backlinks from my name. I need to go into some sort of a marketing thing.
You really do. We need to have a marketing program. That's cool.
Absolutely.
It'd be pimping.
Yeah. You know, another thought is the American Way magazine. You might check and offer to write an article and submit to them. I've seen things like that. I've seen some local professionals, not coaches, but a local psychiatrist wrote an article about addiction in there years ago. And I actually responded to it in the next issue. but anyway, you know, a lot of people read that while they're sitting on the plane too.
Plus, you know, you talk about energy work, and that's kind of an interesting construct. Energy means different things to different people, right? And and kind of, you said you're working with male clients, you know, kind of some of the more energy people, but here, like executive, or applying that energy paradigm to an executive or to a business format might be catchy. You know, you could do like a lunch and learn seminar you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, right?
Yes.
All right. So let's say when you go to Toyota headquarters, you go down to Lockheed Martin or go to American or Southwest or just, you know, and just start doing a little free seminar. And that was another one of my deals is I've done free coaching seminars. I'm laughing, but before another show, it's ridiculous what I did, but it was effective. And it's more of a comedy show, and I don't want to ruin your spot here. But anyway, but calling on these large corporations, they're looking for somebody to come in. You come in for free, and you garner interest, and then you can say, "Hey, I presented at Lockheed Martin," or I shouldn't say, sorry, but you know what I mean. I'm not trying to say you did, but I presented here, there, and everywhere, and then you're just building your own. Brand and hype and credibility, and pretty soon that energy, if you will, it's like that snowball gains enough mass, you know, critical mass, and you literally get swept up in your own energy, and the clients start to come from there. At least that's my one man's experience. I began this February. I began it hard, if you will, since February 2016. I've just gone had exponential and meteoric, you know, growth, and here we are 2 years later, you know, podcast on LA Talk Radio with the lovely Jenny Hubby. I mean, if my life ended today,
life is complete.
Wow.
See why we co-host together, because Bruce always keeps it interesting.
You guys are awesome.
I'm the straight one. He's the funny one. So back to you, John. So another thought that I have is I love what Bruce is saying about going and offering the talks, because what you could be doing when you're offering talks to the corporations is you could be developing your program as well, because you get feedback from them. Absolutely. You kind of test it out. And that's what a friend of mine did when she wrote a book. She wrote a book called What Happens After Shattered, and it's about marriage infidelity. And she offered workshops for couples before she published the book, and used her manuscript to test the manuscript before she published, kind of in reality. So that's an idea as well, to develop a program while you're offering free seminars.
That's a great idea. And I really get a great sense of reward from helping people. So I'm all about that. I got to pay the bills too, but it is a joy to me to do something just to help other people. So, I think there's lots of places that would be interested in having somebody come in to talk about energy, talk about the way we engage, especially in our teams. And great. That's a great idea. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Bruce.
Oh, no, I'm the gift that keeps on giving here. We got 5 minutes. If you go to Concierge, look, I mean, this is real talk, real evidence, real coaches, real people, real evidence.
Yeah,
so on my website, conciergecoach.net, one of my pages is a media page. So it's conciergecoach.net, Bruce-Cameron-media. Anyway, there's I have a media link in the page, and it clearly each Fast Company, Washington Post, New York Post, Fox News, Business Insider, Reader's Digest, WGN, WSN, Entrepreneur, People Magazine, Dallas Morning News, boom, 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 boom. And so if you have the time, I mean, feel free to click on any of those links and see who wrote those articles and maybe chase down the author of those articles. You know what I mean? So that's a good 50 or so. And again, I just kind of, I practice what I preach. You know what I mean? This is what I did. This is how I built it. Here's the site. Here are the backlinks. That way people can actually see that for themselves. And so when I'm coaching coaches that are young in their coaching practice, I kind of show them these techniques, and it's really cool. So yeah, take a look at there, and it's a, you know, very, very clean, Spartan look at those things. So anywho, so yeah,
it is a great example. Yeah. Wow. Well, to be continued, John. I'd love to hear more about the growth and the, you know, your ideas, your experience on the groups. I think you'd be awesome at that. I think that's really cool. And I'll keep you in mind and recommend you as I hear of opportunities.
Yeah, same here
awesome.
Too.
I
turn down more stuff than I go to, and definitely let you know, you know, some stuff that might be out there, that meetings and meetups and groups. And boy, there's a really big community here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. That's one of the reasons why I love staying out here. It's so big. And with, what, 2,000 families moving here a week, it's just going to get better.
Right. A gazillion people and everyone needs a coach.
Gazillion.
That's what Tony Robbins said. He said, I don't care who you are, everybody needs a coach.
That's it, baby. Absolutely. Well, we got 3 minutes left. So, John, you want to go ahead and outline how folks can get a hold of you and access you and all that good stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. The best way to get a hold of me is through my website. You can go there. I think we're all on a journey. The life is a journey. And so my website is called yourjourneycoach.com. And of the journey of life that we're on, right?
John and the journey.
We all want to be engaged, the journey coach.
Yeah.
So we all want to engage more energetically. We all want to show up in a better way and have our contribution to the world. So go to yourjourneycoach.com, and that's probably the best way to get a hold of me. Or on Facebook, you can see my Facebook page, and it's normal facebook.com, and just search Your Journey Coach. And there's all kinds of stuff out there to really be helpful and find out more about me.
Perfect.
Excellent. Well, that sounds I'm hitting the Let's Talk button, and you just have some fields for people that are visiting your site to come and drop in. If I were you, I might add a phone number. Some people will want to call or text. I just have cold people text me, and that's also helped about 9% of my metrics. So you might want to add a phone number if it's not on there. Anyhow, but yeah,
great.
Thank you for coming on the show today and sharing what you do, and just a great background, and I love that. Your journey coach URL, really solid, and that's just gonna index nicely for you here in the future with some SEO work and some other good gumshoe business techniques. You're gonna go a long way, boss. So
thanks, Bruce.
Look, you're welcome. The writing's on the wall, man. You're the prophet.
Yeah.
Well, great. And folks, feel free to stop by our web or our Facebook page, the Concierge Coaches Show. And of course, all our shows are podcasts, and they're housed at the mothership at latalkradio.com/content/concierge-coaches-show. We're on channel 2. You can find us that way. And of course, you can just Google us or look us up in iTunes, Concierge Coaches Show on iTunes. All of our past podcasts are there. And I know our producer, Ronan, has loaded the latest and greatest show summaries from the last several weeks. So we're pretty much caught up there. So please, and you know, it's free. You don't have to pay for our show. We are spreading the coaching gospel free, and it's there for everybody to enjoy. So Jenny, how can folks get a hold of you?
Guys, you can reach me at jhubconsulting.com, and that's J-H-U-B, like my nickname, J-Hub. jhubconsulting.com. I'm also on Facebook, Jenny Hubby, and J-Hub Consulting Facebook page.
Awesome. Well, folks, that's a wrap. We'll see you here next week on the Concierge Coaches Show, and it'll be another grab bag of fun. Will we have a guest? Will it be just us? Will it just be me by myself?
We have a guest.
Oh, we
have
a guest. We do have a guest. You're right. It's March 12th that could be an interesting Joker show, Aces. We'll see who shows up there.
It should be really funny because J-Hub's out of town, so it'll be the right, Bruce show.
You know, the cops are going to get called, and everybody's just raid my office here. And it's going to be fun. So, okay, everybody, we'll see you next time here on the Concierge Coaches Show. Take care, and we'll see you next time.
Bye, Bruce. Thanks, John.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Jenny Hubby, only on LA Talk Radio.